Al Jazeera Podcasts.
The Israeli military has seized and closed off the Palestinian side of the Rafah border crossing. It is a vital entry point between Gaza and Egypt and used to transport humanitarian supplies into the strip. Well, the events in Rafah are unfolding as ceasefire negotiations brokered by Qatar and Egypt are being held in Cairo. Israel's prime minister says the proposal Hamas has agreed to falls short of Israel's demands. Hamas has warned that if Israel's military aggression continues in Rafah, there will be no ceasefire deal. The senior spokesperson for Hamas, Osama Hamdan, says it's now up to Israel whether or not a deal goes through. A top White House official says the U.S. hopes to get a deal on Gaza very soon and that negotiators should be able to close any remaining gaps. Israel and Hamas have both sent delegations to Cairo for ceasefire talks. Two Israeli soldiers have been killed in a Hezbollah drone attack. The strike, launched from southern Lebanon, hit targets near the northern Israeli town of Matula. The Israeli army said it since struck several Hezbollah buildings and compounds in southern Lebanon. Russian President Vladimir Putin, meanwhile, has been inaugurated in the halls of the Kremlin for a sixth term. He's led Russia since 1999, including a four-year term as prime minister. He won a landslide victory in elections in March, but any serious political opponents were barred from running on technical grounds. Most Western officials boycotted the ceremony, except for the French ambassador. Police in Indian-administered Kashmir had confirmed the killing of one of the most wanted rebel commanders in the region. Officials say he was caught up in a gunfight with security forces. The incident comes a week after reinforcements were sent to some districts in the region following an attack on an Indian Air Force convoy. Rescuers in South Africa are searching for dozens of people who are missing after a building collapsed. At least seven people were killed at the construction site in the city of George near Cape Town. More than 20 workers were pulled from the rubble, but 42 are still missing.
On the Inside Story podcast, as Vladimir Putin's installed as Russia's president for the fifth time, what will another term mean for Russia and the world? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.